This is CFBX 92.5 FM Campus Community Radio in and serving Kamloops, British Columbia.
Hey.
Hi, I'm Chris.
And I'm Jay Mitchie.
Welcome to the very first episode of Loopholes, TRU's very own law-related radio show.
Over the next few weeks, months, and possibly years, Chris and I are going to try and endeavor to bring a new, fresh perspective to one of our favorite subjects, the law. And, I can't see you, Chris.
Yes, that's true. Yes, we will endeavor to bring you the law in a fresh and simple way. The madness to our methods are sure to improve and deteriorate from show to show, but our aim will always be true.
Ah, a pun, true. Do you mean true as in T-R-U?
Yes. Yes, I know we agreed we weren't going to stoop to that level, but after all, we did name our radio show Loopholes.
Ah, right, Loopholes, which brings me to probably the first loophole, which is that we will not be providing any kind of advice, legal or otherwise. Well, it might take the form of otherwise, but no legal advice will be dispensed on the show, of course, because neither one of us are legal professionals, or professionals for that matter.
That is true. I think we're having a little problem with the microphones. I'm going to go to a quick song, and then we are going to see what's going on. What you heard opening up the set was The Clash with I Fought the Law, a little corny, but we promise that will be the last time we play that song on a law-related radio show. The theme today is going to be patriotism. For some respects, we're going to talk a little bit about a proposed bill sitting in the House of Parliament, proposing that people show their patriotism by having the right to wave the Canadian flag. So we're going to talk a little bit about that in the set.
Yes,
Jay is a master of politics and all those other things. He logs a lot of hours, as he calls it, with legislature. So we're going to get into a little bit of that. But first, a song. talking a little bit about the American. This is Beige Floor.
No one can like American. I know. My sweet Mary Ann, I know. like American. So don't lose hope, my sweet Mary Ann.
And that was The American by Beja Flor, a great Calgary band that that really shone and fade a little too fast a couple years ago. That was, now their members are traveling around doing some independent stuff. Stephen Van Kampen and his brother Paul Van Kampen is performing as the Great White North, so you can catch them traveling across the country peddling their wares.
Yeah.
That, of course, you're listening to this on 92.5 The X and 106.1 on Shaw Cable. We're now going to listen to something from a fellow by the name of Clint Buehler. This is pretty obscure. I managed to find this. Since our theme today is patriotism and the flag and Canadian patriotism particularly.
Yeah.
I managed to pull this one up, and this is, like I said, by a fellow by the name of Clint Buehler, and he is a Métis performer. Not much on this guy. Pretty obscure profile on the web, but he does contribute to First Nations Drum, which is Canada's national native newspaper.
Mm-hmm. The track is a gem.
It reminds me of kind of one of those Baz Luhrmann type, always wear sunscreen sort of declarations that you can just really get behind. So...
So let's hear it. Chris. The title of the track is I Am a Canadian, aptly named. Here it is, little Clint Buehler on CFBX.
I am a Canadian. My skin is black and brown and red and white and yellow and a rainbow of those in combination. My God has many names. For my religion is Catholic and Protestant and Jewish and Islamic and Buddhist and many more. My ancestors came from many lands, some only recently and some long centuries ago. My language is as many tongues as there are countries in this world and more. My philosophy and politics range across the whole spectrum of man's belief and understanding and experience. These things make me what I am as an individual, make me unique. They determine my part in the mosaic of this nation when I proudly say, I am a Canadian. My Canada is a totem pole beside a Pacific inlet, a train winding through the mountains, the lonely sentinel of a prairie elevator, a barren stretch of tundra, the irregular graph of city skyscrapers against the sunset, a church spire thrusting from a blaze of trees in autumn dress, fishing boats pulling into shore at dusk. My Canada is lovers walking hand in hand by the sea. Two old men soaking up the sun on a park bench. Children racing across the schoolyard. Secretaries rushing from a noon shopping trip to the office. Two young men at a bus stop watching the girls go by. A middle-aged couple sharing a special secret. My Canada is the stillness of night, broken by the lonely cry of a loon across a remote and still lake. The Christmas of mountain air at dawn. The crackle of stubble underfoot during harvest. The freshness of new fallen snow turned blue by a pale moon shining. The blaze of fireweed among outcroppings of rock. My Canada is a cowboy rounding up cattle in the shadow of the Rockies. New automobiles coming off the assembly line. A dog team racing across frozen wastes. A tractor leaving a trail of freshly turned soil. The steady motion of a giant pump pulling crude oil from the depths. Tobacco drying in the sheds. A loaded freighter pushing up the St. Lawrence. A beam of reassurance wheeling from a lighthouse on a lonely cape. I am a Canadian. Being a Canadian means that I am not an island, but aware of the needs and problems and dreams of those with whom I share this land. Being a Canadian means that I recognize and accept my responsibility as a citizen. To be a giver, not a taker. A support, not a burden. Thinking follower, if not an inspired leader. Being a Canadian means preserving the laws by obeying them, changing those things that careful thought says need change by orderly means, preserving unity by turning a deaf ear to the siren call of divisiveness. Being a Canadian means that I must do my share to to ensure the preservation of my country against the threat of those things which endanger it, against greed and avarice and jealousy, against selfishness and short-sightedness and exploitation. Being a Canadian means standing proudly and fearlessly to proclaim, I am a Canadian.
And we're back, CFBX 92.5 FM, live from Kamloops, live across the web on www.thex.ca. I'm Chris, here with Jay, and this is our maiden voyage of our show, aptly titled Loopholes, because it is going to be a law-related or law-themed type of talk show with some music thrown in. Lots of music today, less to talk about, but turning to the talk. We've got some things to talk about, Jay.
Right. The other day I was just strolling through the government's order paper, mm-hmm. which I do from time to time, as I know most people do. Go on to Legis Info and look at what the government has coming down the pipe for us.
Yeah, I think all Canadians do that, sort of like with their kind of Tim Hortons coffee in the morning and a donut. They instead of glancing through the paper, they glance through the bills of order.
Right, right. And I mean, there's a lot of interesting stuff that the government is proposing, but it's not what the government is proposing so much that always interests me. It's what the little guys and girls in the House of Commons sometimes like to come up with.
Mm, the underdogs.
The underdogs. And that of course, comes in the way of private members' bills.
Mm-hmm.
They always come at the end of the paper. And they're usually numbered Bill C-200 and something or Bill C-300 and something. And I did find one that I thought was really interesting. It was called Bill C-288. This is being proposed by a member of parliament from
Don Valley West.
From Don Valley West.
New MP. Area. Yeah, new MP John Carmichael.
Right. And what Mr. Carmichael is proposing is that we have a bill that it entrenches the rights of Canadians to wave the Canadian flag.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So that is obviously something we can do already.
I think so, yeah.
But Mr. Carmichael would like us to go one step further and make sure that there is a law that makes sure that we can do that.
Yeah, and some of the editorial stuff coming out of this, is, as pundits often do, try to analyze the thing, and we are by no means pundits, but picking up on some of that, I guess the way the bill reads is that it would be punishable by either jail time or a hefty fine to break this law, I guess, prevent somebody from flying their flag.
And we know that there are huge factions of Canadians out there who are against people flying their flag.
Are there?
Actually, no, I'm not sure there is.
Yeah,
but
I'm not
sometimes
sure
you just need to take a stand for something. And so, you know, even if it's taking a stand for something that everybody already agrees with, then I guess that's okay. And obviously the government must support this because...
See, to me, I always found, and I find Canada, it compares itself to the U.S. in many ways, but I always found, traveling from Canada to the United States, you'd see a lot of flags in the United States. I don't know if they have similar statutes about the right to fly the flag, but I know that in Canada, there doesn't seem to be anything preventing the flag in most general cases, but I don't see as many flags flown on this side of the border.
That was something that the Liberal government back in the 90s was trying to change.
Sheila Fraser.
Sheila Copps.
Sheila Copps.
Sheila Fraser was probably a little bit upset that we were spending that much money delivering small miniature Canadian flags.
Right.
But... Somebody asked me, is this not the same thing? And I said, no, this is not the same thing. It's one thing to get our government to try and get us to feel a little bit more flag wavy.
Yeah.
It's another thing to create a law that says it's okay to wave your flag. Because implicit in that is that it's not okay already to have a flag.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is a little bit... This is a little bit fluffy.
Well, yeah, and some of the things I was picking up on is that I think the Globe and Mail was writing about this in one of their op-ed columns, that the House of Parliament, by tradition and by rule, doesn't allow MPs to hang the flag in their windows, nor does it allow the waving of flags in the House of Commons, simply to prevent MPs trying to compete with each other to show how patriotic they are, to one-up each other as patriotic Canadians.
Right, yeah, and there's exceptions to that, right? I mean, all MPs wear little maple leaf pins, most of them. And there's been historic exceptions to that.
Yeah.
Did you want?
Some of the questions that raised for me is, what does this say about Canada as a multicultural society? What does this say about us as a country that really respects and is founded on diversity and pluralism in that way? So when we start to consider legislation that would start to define what a Canadian should be, if that is essentially what this bill would do, then I think that starts to raise questions about what a Canadian should be,
and about priorities too. This is a lot of time spent with our public officials on kind of a what we could probably, at least you and I could agree, is a rather trivial issue.
Well, and I'm not an expert on the law, clearly, but I would think that the freedom of expression entrenched in our Charter of Rights would allow one to wave a flag, maybe. But
I would think it would.
I think it would, too. And on that note, speaking about flags, if you have an opinion about flags, we'll have an email that we'll announce. We'll set it up during this show, and we'll announce it by the end of the show. If you have a comment, if you have anything to add to the discussion, if you'd like to say anything at all to Jay or myself via email, then we'll let you know about that email address a little bit later in the show.
Are we going to set up a Twitter account, too?
Twitter account, too. All those social media things. The more the merrier.
Access points.
That's right. The more ways you can get a hold of us during the show and afterwards and outside of it are great. We'll also take requests for music or maybe topical interests that you'd like to hear bantered about. So, you're listening to Loopholes. This is our very first show, brought to you by no one just of yet, just Jay and myself, on 92.5 FM, The X, CFBX in Kamloops, listening live. We're going to go do a song now, talking about flags, a little bit of Flogging Molly off their album Drunken Lullabies. This track is called What's Left of the Flag.
His eyes, they closed, and his last breath spoke. He had seen all to be seen. A life once full, now an empty vase, wilt the blossoms on his early grave. Walk away, me boy, walk away, me boy, and by morning we'll be free. Wipe that golden tear from your mother, dear, and raise what's left of the flag for me. Then the rosary beads, count them, 1, 2, 3, fell apart as they hit the floor. In our garb of black, we must pay respect to the colour we're born to mourn. Walk away, me boys, walk away, me boys, by morning we'll be free. Wipe the golden tear from your mother, dear, raise what's left of the flag for me. Scratch. That golden tear from your mother, dear, and raise what's left of the flag from me.
Hello. All right. A little flogging, Molly. I lost my headphones again. That's okay. Jay has picked out a specifically patriotic track for us. Jay, do you want to tell us about it?
I was going to make everybody listen to all 16 verses of the Maple Leaf Forever, as sang by the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. But I just thought that the radio ability of that particular piece, it just might not translate. I might be the only person in Kamloops that would enjoy that. So instead...
Are you Mormon? The Mormon Tabernacle Choir?
No, I'm not, but I do enjoy their work. Actually, I just managed to find something, just some gold in the. I was doing really well down there in the library today, and I managed to find a Stompin' Tom Greatest Hits, and he's got a piece in here that incorporates the Maple Leaf Forever.
Oh, really?
So I thought that would be better.
I think so. Yeah, I like Stompin' Tom myself. All right. Well, we'll get to it. Stompin' Tom Connors. Canada Day, up Canada Way, here on the CFBX 92.5 FM. This is Loopholes.
It's Canada Day, up Canada Way, on the first day of July. And we're shouting hooray, up Canada Way, when the maple leaf flies high. When the silver jets from east to west go streaming through our sky. We'll be shouting hooray, up Canada Way, when the great parade goes by. Oh Canada, standing tall together, we raise our hands and hail our flag, the maple leaf forever. It's Canada Day, up Canada Way, on the coast of Labrador. And we're shouting hooray, up Canada Way, on the wide Pacific shore. People everywhere have a song to share on Canada's holiday. From Peely Island in the sunny south to the North Pole far away. Oh Canada, standing tall together, we raise our hands and hail our flag, the maple leaf forever. It's Canada Day, up Canada Way, when the long cold winter's done. And we're shouting hooray, up Canada Way, for the great days yet to come. Where maple trees grow maple leaves when the northern sun is high. We're Canadians and we're born again on the first day of July. Oh Canada, standing tall together, we raise our hands and hail our flag, the maple leaf forever. It's Canada Day, up Canada Way, from the lakes to the prairies wide. And we're shouting hooray, up Canada Way, on the St. Lawrence River side. People everywhere have a song to share on Canada's holiday. From Peely Island in the sunny south to the North Pole far away. Oh Canada, standing tall together, we raise our hands and hail our flag, the maple leaf forever. We raise our hands and hail our flag, the maple leaf forever.
Stompin' Tom Connors. Incorporating the maple leaf forever in a song called Canada Day, up Canada Way. Well, we're looking at 3:31 on the clock here in the studio. Jay and I sitting around the microphones. The program is called Loopholes. We're going to do our public service bit and read a few of these announcements. Jay, why don't you take one away?
Yeah, I got one here that sounds really good. The Federation of Post-Secondary Educators and the Human Rights and International Solidarity Committee present two lectures at TRU by Jorge F. Soberon Luis Cuban Consul General in Toronto. The topic is Free the Cuban Five Political Prisoners in U.S. Jails. And the speaker will also touch upon the Cuban medical mission to Haiti. The first lecture will be delivered at 8 p.m. on Wednesday, October 12th, that's tonight, in the AE building, Arts and Entertainment. You all right? Arts and Education. Thanks, Steve. We've got a chaperone here today, by the way. Steve Marlowe, who's the station manager. No, station programming coordinator. And he's giving me a thumbs up right now, so that's good. And the second of these presentations is actually tomorrow morning. If you can't make 8 p.m. tonight, then tomorrow morning at 9:30 a.m., Thursday the 13th, in the same place, AE room 212. Oh, sorry, it's not the same room. Same building, but not the same room. No admission charge, and everyone is welcome to attend. That sounds actually amazing. Cuban Consul General in Toronto, Mr. Jorge F. Soberon Luis.
Yes. Yeah.
What do you got?
Well, I'm still new to Kamloops. I'm not up to date with all the things that are happening, but I believe there's some kind of election going on. Is there not a council election happening, or am I completely off?
There's something. There seems to be something coming up soon.
There's always campaigning of some sort going on, whether officially or otherwise. But we have here an announcement from the Kamloops Voter Society. They're a newly organized group of concerned citizens that seek to protect and enhance the quality of life in the city and improve the well-being of residents by promoting civic engagement and awareness about local issues. An effort will be made to encourage greater transparency, efficiency, and wise use of taxpayer dollars by elected representatives and by city administration. The group will also use a non-partisan approach to advocate for more effective public participation in planning processes and to allow strategic responses to large-scale city-led initiatives. The KVS, the Kamloops Voter Society, is now actively recruiting members, and more information is available at the Society's Groups page on Facebook. Just search for it by its official name. That's the Kamloops Voter Society, and they're looking for people. Get engaged. That sounds like a coalition. Jay. All right, so we've been talking a little bit about patriotism on the show today, and getting into some songs that ring that theme.
And flags, too.
Well, flags. Flags is what started it all off.
Chris, have I ever told you that I love flags?
No.
I think the people that know me at home that are listening, they know that I love flags.
You love flags, okay.
I own a lot of flags.
Like a collection of flags?
I have a large collection of flags. And I was actually just going to share now, in no particular order, the flags that I own. I own the Canadian flag, the Alberta flag, the Quebec flag, a flag of Belize, which is not a Canadian province, but could be one day, maybe. The Yugoslavian flag, the East German flag, the Vancouver Island Colony flag, the Calgary Stampede flag. That's it.
That's it? How many flags is that?
It's about 10 flags.
10 flags. That's a lot of flags. Do you have them all up in your house?
Actually, my girlfriend won't let me do that. She just does not think that it lends itself very well.
See, the thing about flags, and they're all standard size, I imagine?
Mostly standard size.
Okay. The thing about flags is that you run out of wall space. You can't put them on the floor.
Right, and people say, are you from Belize?
And do they?
Well, I don't know. It's a question you might ask. You see somebody proudly displaying a Belizean flag.
I believe that would pop into the head of someone, a visitor, or a guest at your house, yes.
But I'm not. No, I'm from Calgary.
Calgary? Born and raised?
Almost the most opposite place from Belize you can imagine.
Excellent.
Belize is tropical and very friendly. You know, Calgarians can be pretty friendly too, but they can also be kind of... You're riding on the C train, you're singing your Bob Marley. They don't want to hear that.
Yeah, you know, in fact, or you could be waving a flag and someone might give you a...
They might also think that's a little bit strange.
Strange, yeah.
In Calgary, yeah.
Waving a flag.
Where are you from again, Chris?
Well, I grew up in Calgary. I was born in Winnipeg. For myself, I grew up in Calgary. I moved to Montreal. As people say, you moved to Montreal, and I said, no, I escaped Calgary. So I guess that says a bit about me. But I moved to Montreal and lived there for a few years, and now I'm here in Kamloops, studying the law.
So you've been everywhere. You're a real Canadian.
I've been from east to west and back again, and or east to the west and back again. So here I am.
And here we are. Cross. Wherever you go, there you are. And the place we're at, Kamloops.
We're gonna
loving Kamloops.
I'm going to try to find a way, because I had this song lined up for the next track.
Looking for a segue.
And I'm looking for a segue. I think Jay just gave me that segue. The track is called Four Winds, and it kind of speaks to that theme of being wherever you go, there you are. So Four Winds, Bright Eyes, here on CFBX in Kamloops, 92.5 FM. The time is 3:42.
Dying, trying to keep them alive. There's bodies decomposing in containers tonight, in an abandoned building where the squatters made a mural of a Mexican girl with 15 cans of spray paint in a chemical swirl. She's standing in the ashes at the end of the world. Four winds blowing through her hair. But when great Satan's gone, the horror of well, she just can't sustain the pressure where it's placed. She caves. The Bible's blood and tore his death. On his mute. If you burned them all together, you'd get close to the truth still. They're pouring over Sanskrit under Ivy League moons while shadows lengthen in the sun. Cast on a school of meditation built to soften the times and hold us at the center while the spiral unwinds. It's knocking over fences, crossing property lines. Four winds cry until it comes. It's the summer man. Touching towards Bethlehem. Our heart just can't contain all of that empty space. It breaks. It breaks.
It breaks.
Cadillac and company jet, like a newly orphaned refugee retracing my steps. All the way to Casadega to commune with the dead. They said you'd better look alive. And now it's off to Old Dakota where a genocide sleeps. In the black hills, the badlands, the calloused east. I buried my ballast, I made my peace. The four winds leveling the pines. But when Chris says gone, the horror of Babylon. Well, she just can't remain with all that outer space. She breaks. She breaks. She caves. She caves.
This next track has a few strong words in it, so a warning to any young ears out there. This is The Agriculture Club.
From Lethbridge, Alberta.
Sorry, say that again?
From Lethbridge, Alberta.
Yes, from Lethbridge, Alberta. And for those from Lethbridge, Alberta, or from the area, might feel patriotic as well to this song.
Every time you enjoy a Pilsner.
A Pilsner beer, yes.
Yeah, some people get their patriotism on.
That's right. And there's a very strong association, I think, with Pilsner beer in western parts of Canada, specifically for any Rider fans, the Saskatchewan Rough Rider fans. In Saskatchewan.
This is not, of course, an endorsement of this brand over other beer brands.
No. Because, in fact, Pilsner is a type of beer, not just a brand of beer.
We forget that.
Right. But
this is an equal opportunity show.
Right. Canadian, though, however, is not a type of beer.
No.
It kind of is.
I think it's actually a Pilsner.
Yes, actually.
Okay.
A lager, to be more specific. But we're going to get to this song by the Agriculture Club. The Ballad of Pilsner Beer, and again, a little warning to our young ears out there, a couple of strong words.
We'll be right back. that's right for you. You got your 15 pack, got your 18 pack, got your standard case of 12 right off the rack. If you're a can drinking man, don't forget you got your tall boys too. Now this guitar picker's done drinking hard liquor. What comes up fast usually went down quicker. Without pill, I don't think I survived. So before I let you go, son, you best tip your hat to Molson for keeping this legendary prayer of beer alive. God loves prayers and he always will. That's why God gave the prayers Lethbridge pill. Our lakes are filled with pill, and it's flowing through our veins. And we drink pill from the sky when it rains.
Little Stacy Q, when she doesn't have a thing to do, she comes to my house. Well, let's keep that between me and you. She takes off her clothes, she likes to tell this boy what to do. Let's keep that between me and you, okay? She said, oh, come on, boy, aren't you tired of talking about sex? I said, little girl, what do you really expect? And then she pledges her allegiance to the United States of me. Oh, she says, you're such a little bitch. She says, headcase, headcase, turn that thing around. Let's play a game when you hear me make a sound. Just go quite a bit faster, pretend I'm gagged and bound. Oh, how I love to hear that sound. Milkshake, milkshake, I love to feel your sweat. We don't have to go to the pool if you want me to make you wet. Can you keep a secret? Cause the best little secrets are kept. You're my best little secret yet. Well, Kit Kat, Kit Kat, kidding you the kicks. She said, let me feel your love on me and come on, make it stick. Aren't I the best of your little baby chicks? So, you're my sweet tooth sugar fix. Tick tock, tick tock, oh baby, forget the clock. You don't have to do a thing and you know I like your baby talk. Just make sure the clothes are sure to turn the lock. Milkshake, milkshake, I love to feel your sweat. You don't have to go to the pool if you want me to make you wet. But can you keep a secret? Cause the best little secrets I've got. Oh, little Stacy Q, when she doesn't have a thing to do, she comes to my house. Well, let's keep that between me and you. She takes off her clothes, she likes to tell this boy what to do. Let's keep that between me and you, okay? She said, oh, come on, boy, aren't you tired of talking about sex? I said, little girl, what do you really expect? And then she pledges her allegiance to the United States of me. Oh, she says, you're such a little bitch. She says, headcase, headcase, turn that thing around. Let's play a game when you hear me make a sound. Just go quite a bit faster, pretend I'm gagged and bound. Oh, how I love to hear that sound. Milkshake, milkshake, I love to feel your sweat. We don't have to go to the pool if you want me to make you wet. Can you keep a secret? Cause the best little secrets are kept. And you're my best little secret yet. Well, Kit Kat, Kit Kat, kidding you the kicks. She said, let me feel your love on me and come on, make a stick. I'm not the best of your little baby chicks, so you're my sweet tooth sugar fix. Tick-tock, tick-tock, oh baby, forget the clock. You don't have to do a thing and you know I like your baby talk. Just make sure the clothes are sure to turn the lock. Milkshake, I love to feel your sweat. You don't have to go to the pool if you want me to make you wet. But can you keep a secret? Cause the best little secrets I've got. Oh, little Stacy Q, when she doesn't have a thing to do, she comes to my house. Well, let's keep that between me and you.
Something a little provocative for the drive home. Louis Quatorze with a song called Pledge of Allegiance. That was that track.
And before that, we heard The Agriculture Club, The Ballad of Pilsner Beer, which maybe stretched the theme of this show a little bit, but that's okay. It was good to hear them. We all agreed that it reminded us of Lethbridge, Alberta, that's for sure.
Yeah, but I think it rings true to the idea that Canadians of all different types and stripes from all regions across this vast geographical location, if you will, or stretch of country, are different in all types. In Montreal, they may sing a French ballad about Labatt 50. I'm sure there is one or several.
I would love to hear it.
Je vole de Labatt 50. Something like that.
That was beautiful, Chris. That's beautiful. So we wanted to get back to this brief discussion we had earlier on in the hour about Bill
C-288,
my favorite bill. This bill, an act in respect to the national flag, an act to entrench our rights to be able to wave the flag.
Mm-hmm.
Just wanted to talk about this private member's bill and how likely it is to actually become a law, even though I've suggested that I think it might be silly. And the fact of the matter is it probably will, because it has received some kind of endorsement from the federal government. The Honorable James Moore was standing beside Mr. Carmichael just the other day in the House of Commons at a press conference, flanked, of course, by two imposing Canadian flags on each side. So that shows that the government actually does support this bill, which is unusual. For most private members' bills just die on the order paper, right?
Yeah.
We know that they're not usually things that get dealt with in a legislative session.
Yeah.
One of the bills I was researching has actually been proposed at every legislative session by an NDP member of parliament, Mr. Peter Stauffer, has introduced a piece of private members legislation every session since 2004.
Wow.
This poor guy. And every time it dies on the vine. And basically the whole principle behind his bill is that you shouldn't be allowed to cross the floor. That if you decide to join another party, you should have to resign your seat immediately and then win the nomination in that new party that you want to support and then run. And so
coincidentally, I think that sounds very familiar, that example given.
Right, and I think a lot of people support this idea, but because, of course, he's been in the NDP, and up until recently the NDP had very little ability to get their private members' bills read. So every single session, he has diligently brought forward this piece of private members' legislation, as he has done again now. It comes after Bill C-288. So once we deal with the fluffy flag legislation, then maybe we can deal with this floor crossing legislation. But just thought it was interesting to point out that most private members' legislation stays as an idea. It dies before it ever sees the light of day. Mm-hmm. But not so much with our friend Bill C-288. I don't think that will be the case. I think one day soon we will see a law that says it is your right to wave the Canadian flag.
Who's against the flag?
No, I'm not against the flag, of course.
you like flags.
I love flags. This is kind of a paradox. I'm a flag lover. I love the Canadian flag, possibly more than every other flag. But I still don't think we should have a law that says that I should have a right to fly it. I think that should be what's the word? Obvious.
Go out and wave a flag and prove that you can wave a flag without retribution. Go out and wave a flag. We did set up an email account for people want to talk to us or tell us about the things. Anyways, comments or otherwise, retributions of our comments. I will read this last PSA and then we will say adieu to you all. But this here, the next regular meeting of the Council of Canadians, the Kamloops Charter, will be held on Wednesday, October 12th. That's today, actually, starting at 5:30 p.m. That's in an hour and a half from now at the Smorgasbord Deli, address 225 7th Avenue, downtown Kamloops. There is no admission charge, and everyone is welcome to attend. Canadians, flag loving, flag waving, or otherwise. So check them out. The Council of Canadians. Not sure what they're about, but they are meeting tonight at 5:30. Smorgasbord Deli.
They're good people.
Downtown. This has been Loopholes. Email. loopholes.tru@gmail.com is the address for now. Get in touch with us there. I'm Chris Albanati.
I'm Jay Michie.
This has been our first ever show on CFBX 92.5 FM. I'm going to close the show with a little piece of Canadiana that I maybe feel reflects some people's points of view of what it means to be Canadian. This is Sam Roberts with The Canadian Dream. See you guys next week.
See ya.
Today, the Canadian dream was as far away as it's ever been, as it's ever been. I went out on the street today, the Canadian dream was as far away as it's ever been, as it's ever been. Stay. S-O-C-I-A L-I-S-M is a